Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But you know what I noticed? I'm going to tell you what I noticed last night. Now, we can say we want about Tua, but Tua makes that offense go.
Totally.
And I flip it over. We talk so much about how the league figured out the offense that Kyle was running with Robert and how the league will figure out offense. They have figured out the offense that Rams run. Because all the Rams do is do crossings all day. Yep. And they want you to bump into each other. What they're doing is passing them off. And that's effective. Now, Puka Nacua, he is damn good. You know, he can catch, he can run the ball. But people are starting to limit the big bursts that they get all the time.
It's remarkable looking at. So I had the game on the radio for the final, like, in the beginning, the late in the third, the whole fourth quarter. Got to listen to Ron call the game, which is always interesting. The Rams offensively moved the ball better than Miami throughout this game. They just couldn't stay on the field on third down. Mm-hmm. The Rams ended up with 100 yards more offense. They ran 15 more plays. They had 5 more first downs, but they were 3 of 12 on third down. Their turnovers came at the wrong time. But, yeah. Dude, they outgained Miami per play and total for the game. Neither team really ran the ball very well. The Rams threw for almost 100 yards more than Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, they ended up chasing late in that game. I was pretty surprised there was a Sean McVay decision late in this thing where he kicked a field goal. I think they were down 11. So I understand that you're going to need
the two.
You're going to need two scores.
Go for two later.
But he ended up kicking from the Miami 4. Like, it was fourth and goal from the 4. I get it. But you're also going to need a score, and there's no guarantee you're going to get to the 4 again.
Yeah.
I understood it in the moment. Ron, I'm listening to Ron call the game, and he understood it in the moment, which also led me to think, okay, maybe you should go. There's no like clear and easy decision there.
It's not.
It's just you're 4 yards away from a touchdown that you desperately need.
Sean is thinking,
you're still going to need a field goal and a two.
But he's still thinking in that point, hit the field goal.
Play some defense.
Play some great defense. Or at that point, you could possibly go for the onside, you know, and then – if you get that, then boom, boom, you probably. But either way, it's going to be difficult. What if they go for the touchdown and don't get it there? You're done anyway.
Well, I think they. So what happened is they kicked and then they couldn't get a stop. Miami had an 8-play, 40-yard drive that ended in a field goal. Now, granted, they kicked a 50-yarder or whatever, but that effectively ended the game. I don't know what to make of this. I kind of want to do a version of Who's Cooked today. Because I want to look at the bottom of some of these playoff scenarios. And, I mean, just in the AFCB, the Dolphins get that win last night. Tua's back playing pretty well. The Dolphins are now the 10 seed. Like, of the bottom of the AFC, you've got the Broncos at 5-5. The Colts are 4-6. The Bengals are 4-6. The Dolphins are now 3-6. Do you think any of that bunch climbs back into this thing?
No. I'm looking at it. I don't think either one of them are going to be at the climb. I just think
you have some chair people, trouble there.
Just it was set up wrong. It was moving too much.
Right.
But I heard them saying, "Well, the Dolphins can climb back. They're 3-6 now, right?"
Yeah.
You think they're about to go 7-1?
It's hard to believe.
You know, I just don't see it.
If you get to 9-8 from 3-6, is what 6-2, right? Yeah. It's hard.
But. What I'm seeing at this point, last night, what's come at 2 catches for 13 yards? Tyreek.
A-Chain did nothing for him.
So I don't know. Listen, is it – we just mentioned the stuff.
Bro,
about,
nobody really did anything. That's
but I talked about
– they played
Sean.
Good
I talked about Tua. Is it just that the Rams' defense sucks after Aaron Donald left? Did Aaron Donald play that damn good to where he made that defense look that?
It's a huge hole, clearly.
Because he was pressuring quarterbacks and tackling running backs and chasing down damn receivers. Like, now they look very, very underwhelming.
Sure. I'm with you. I think who would – all right, so of that game last night, the Dolphins are now 3-6. They're in the 10 spot in the AFC.
Okay.
Not only are they still chasing the Broncos, who are 5-5, they're two games behind them. They're a game behind the Colts and the Bengals. I still think the Bengals could maybe get hot. You look at the NFC, after losing that game last night, the Rams are now 4-5. They're in third or fourth place in the NFC West. The Cardinals are 6-4. The Niners are right behind them at 5-4. The Rams and the Seahawks are 4-5. The Rams are now the 11th seed in the NFC. The Rams are behind the Bears right now, for goodness sakes. What do you think of the Rams' prospects going forward?
I don't think very highly of it. See, what I'm saying, Jay, is...
Do you think the Niners get hot now that they've got Purdy and McCaffrey and everybody's coming back?
That thing about it, how long McCaffrey going to be healthy and be there for him?
You know, it's a fair question.
But it's not just McCaffrey and Purdy. Their defense has been dominant when they've been on this run. It wasn't all about Purdy and McCaffrey. That defense was dominant.
Sure.
And right now, they are not dominant by no stretch of the imagination.
The Dolphins, I don't think, will get hot. But just hear me out. Patriots, Saints, Jets, that's three wins. Then you've got the Cardinals and the Seahawks. The Bills and the Eagles. I think the Dolphins are getting close to cooked. If you look, I'm sorry, that was the Rams. The Rams, with Sam Fran maybe getting hot in that division. The Dolphins, I'm not closing the door on. They go Raiders, Pats, their next two. So all of a sudden, they are 3-6.
Yeah.
They go Raiders, Pats with their next two at home. Get to 5-6, then you're at Green Bay, Jets, at Houston, Niners. They finish with Browns, Jets, both on the road. But who knows what, by week 17, what are the Browns going to look like? Who's fired? Who's the quarterback?
I mean, if Jameis quarterback, and Jameis may be out there trying to do some things.
Yeah, but when Jameis does some things, that could go either way.
Hey, they beat the Ravens.
Sure, and then they lost the following week.
Yeah, but they five beat turnovers. The Ravens, though. So I'm talking about... We're talking about a team, the Dolphins, who have not looked good all year.
Week 18, January 5th. So you're talking 2025, 1-5-2-5. Yeah. Who's the quarterback for the New York Jets? Who's the coach of the New York Jets?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They got their little coach. They're going all the way through with this now.
Well, they have no choice.
They have no choice with that, but
Ulbrich,
it's going to be Aaron.
What's my man's name?
It's going to be Aaron, and he'll find a way to blame somebody else. He'll find a way to blame the interim coach. He will never blame Hackett, though.
I'm calling my shot. By 1-5-2-5, Tyrod's starting that game. Aaron's toe's going to hurt. He got lymph node problems, whatever. There's no way. They're 3-7 right now. The Jets have the Colts, which –
But he's blaming this all on everybody else. He is one of the biggest problems they have right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's been bad. But what I am telling you is he is not starting a early January freezing rain and sleet in the Meadowlands game against the Dolphins. Like his pinky toe will be infected. Something will happen that he needs to be immunized for in Mexico. There's no way. They're 3-7, looking at this Jets schedule. Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins, Jags. I mean, there are some bad teams on here, but they're also bad. Like, we need to recalibrate that. If they're 5-11 going into week 18, no way Rodgers starts that game.
Well, I mean, that's what they went for. That's what they wanted, and that's what they get.
That is what you get.
You know?
You get what you ask for. As we move forward on this like incredibly accelerated calendar for Washington, they are going to have practice today. Now, I don't think there's going to be much physicality to either of these practices. I do think today will be a long day.
These are going to be walkthroughs.
Right, but with installs for Thursday night's game,
yeah.
But not at a very fast pace.
Hell no.
And then they're going to have meetings. I think these guys are going to be in the building until at least 5:30 tonight. And then tomorrow I'd expect to be quicker. Tomorrow,
I think they're going to suggest some guys stay longer than that because you're going to get some extra treatment tonight.
Totally. I think tomorrow, hell, you might know, they're flying to Philly, which the getting everybody from here to Signature is probably, or Dulles.
I was just told I'm flying the field. I thought I was driving.
Okay. Well, I guess I can't get a ride with you.
I was going to offer you, too.
It's all good. Well, it probably makes more sense for you for us to be out here tomorrow then. Because what time's that flight leaving?
I don't know that yet. He's going to tell me in the field.
4 o'clock?
4-ish, 5-ish, something
yeah.
like that. Whatever. I'll be ready for it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. But, like, tomorrow they're going to have to practice, then travel to Philly, which isn't a big deal. It's how long are you in the air for a flight to Philly, especially traveling that
I was in the air for 35 minutes going to Newark.
And that was a commercial
Philly is shorter than that.
And that was commercial yes. where you got to, like, get cleared and everything. This will be.
Well, they got to get cleared just like everything else, though. It's just that they don't have to go through all the airports.
Right. Yeah. I think the actual travel won't be the problem. The list of injuries, though, continues to grow. They had to put out – yesterday's an estimated press release, so I don't think you don't necessarily need to read everything into it. But I want to go through this line by line because, Brian, it's starting to stack up, and it is a short week. And granted, they'll get a big break on the back end of this before Dallas comes to town. Mm-hmm. But this is not a great situation for the old Washington Commanders going to a Philly team that is surging, dude. You got the Eagles have now won 5 in a row. They're starting to win.
They may start feeling good about themselves, Jay.
Listen, any given Sunday, Thursday night, Washington plays well up there. The injury situation is far from ideal for the Washington Commanders. We're going to go through line by line. We are live out in Ashburn. Getting ready for a busy, busy, busy week. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.